This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
This week on Temple View, we're talking with humor columnist, Pulitzer Prize winner, and writer for the Miami Herald, Dave Barry. Barry's weekly columns on off-the-wall everyday happenings have amused readers across the nation for nearly three decades. He was recently in Philadelphia and spoke with WRTI. So, when given the opportunity, we asked him about music, specifically classical. Barry wrote an article several years back titled, "Now That's a Classic." He wrote it in response to a letter he received from the music director of the University of Texas Symphony Orchestra asking why regular people don't like classical music.
I've, over the years, gotten myself in trouble several times with the classical music community beyond basically a crude and pathetic rock musician. So my understanding of any kind of music is pretty limited. I mean, if it involves more than three chords, which is my big complaint about classical music, I think it has lots of chords and no words for the most part. They need to reverse that. You can have more words and fewer chords.
Other problems with classical music, well, according to Dave Barry, is that it's too long and too confusing. But if you're familiar with his writings, you know that he doesn't usually make a criticism without offering a solution. An excerpt taken from his article does just that. It reads, "Sometimes musicians stop completely in the middle of the song, thereby causing the average Joe, who's hoping that the song is over, to start clapping, whereupon the deceased audience members come back to life and give him dirty looks, and he feels like a big dope. It would help if there were an electronic basketball-style clock hanging from the conductor's back, indicating how much time is left in the song." From there, Barry decided to try his luck at the opera. That story on the next Temple View. I'm Windsor Johnston, WRTI News.